Ashley, Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Fifi, Feb and Nick have got your mornings covered. And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered. That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes. Fifi, Feb
and Nick. Now, on Friday night, my daughter Lenny, 16-year-old, big girl now, she had her, it's a benefit, like a formal.
Oh, and, right.
Yeah.
Year 10 formal.
Which was just makes you feel old. I did sit on the couch and I said, geez, I feel old. Oh, well, Alex said that. And I go, imagine when Toby's doing her formal. We'll be in a retirement home.
But
that is old because she's only three. So Lenny's 16. She looked beautiful. She got her hair and makeup done. She looked great. And her partner and a few friends were coming over to the house for pre's, like to hang out. So we made a big platter. And I said to Alex, I'm not sure many people are going to eat the platter. Platter's like a, you know, an adult thing.
Adults, yeah. But
didn't get touched.
Yeah. Well, what about the parents? Creams.
The dad came in and he had a bit of a chat with Lenny's partner's dad. He was a good fella. We just chatted footy, as you do. And he was lovely. No, but he was in and out. So that was good. But anyway, I drove the guys to the formal. And
what? No limo?
No, well, they went to someone else's house and then the parents drove because some of the parents were working at the thingo.
Yeah.
You know, parents.
Volunteers.
That
you should have done that.
No. I'll be sneaking in all the grog and I'd be banned like when I got banned from the camp that I went on in Lenny's no parents could go on the camp anymore.
Feb made $3,000 cash at the formal. Selling singles out the back.
Vapes and grog. No, but Lenny's partner sat in the front because he's about 8 foot tall. What's wrong with kids these days? They're all so tall.
What, taller than you?
Yes. And the other dude that was there, I don't know what his name was.
You're like 6'3".
I'm 6'3", man. These kids are tall. So anyway, and I don't really know him that well. And he sat in the front. I said, hey, bro, footy? Started talking footy, as you do. He's a butler's basketball. So he started talking basketball, American basketball. So I was laying a good foundation to go bang. Because what you do, you want to be intimidating parents. If you're an intimidating parent, 131060, love to hear your story. Because I sat with him and as Lenny got out, because she was in the back with a friend and another guy, and I just grabbed him by the arm and said, look after her, son. And he looked at me, yeah, well. I said, or else. But he was so nice.
Yeah.
Like he was a really nice kid.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to be that intimidating, but I think he knew. Like he sort of fell out of the car. He was a bit nervous.
Did you give him you'll need one of these and then pop your front tooth out?
No, I didn't have the tooth in.
I played a driver.
The power play. And but he's had a lovely night and he was great. Because they're both really shy. So that's a
nice.
Good thing. But I did remember the time when Mia brought her boyfriend home, and I think she might have been 16 at the same time. He came over, and as he walked through the door, I spear tackled him onto the couch, just bear hugged him, and that was the end of him. I don't think I saw him ever again. But I was a bit nicer to this guy, but I did say, and he goes, "Yeah, I will," and then I drove off going, "Yeah, I could have rolled a doobie and said I'm on,"
cool.
Like in Bad Boys.
I reckon there's a middle ground, you know, between chatting sports with the kid and spear tackling him.
No, I did the sport chat because I wanted to butter him up to think, this guy's not too bad. He's not that scary. Then I laid it on him as he got out of the car. Just really laid it on him because it's your daughter.
Yeah.
That's the first time she's ever been out. Like, really? I was that nervous.
131060, I imagine there might be dads that have gone further than you, Feb. Yeah. Maybe it's your dad. 131060, give us a call. What did your dad say to your date? Or what did you as a dad do to the date?
Did you remember Bad Boys scene when Will Smith and that go up? Oh, man.
No.
We've got the audio.
I think we've got the audio.
What the f*** are you?
I'm Mr. Burnett. I'm Reggie.
What you doing here?
Came to take on Megan.
What?
I came to take on Megan.
How old are you?
I'm 15, Mr. Burnett.
You look 30. Show me some ID.
I don't have none on me.
You don't have no ID. Get your ass up against that wall. What the f*** is your problem? You think you know it all.
Who was That wasn't Will Smith.
That was Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. And then Will Smith come in with a pistol because they're cops. He had a gun and a bottle of scotch.
Kid.
He had a bottle of scotch. Because you'll bring her home. And it was very funny. I tried to do that scene, but I didn't.
No.
Keep my daughter's name.
There was no <of that>. Job.
Stephanie and Seaford. Hey, Steph.
Hey, good morning.
Steph,
did your dad come on a bit strong with a date?
Oh, yes. Like, looking back, so what Dad would used to do, I remember we came upstairs and there was Dad in his jocks, he's chopping onions, but he had, like, goggles on. and then I'm like, what are you doing? But on top of that, what he would do would make a point of leaving his gun license on the kitchen bench right in eyesight. So there he is. Either filleting fish or chopping onions with his gun license. But not only that, to take it one step further, he used to keep his guns, obviously locked up, but in my wardrobe.
Oh.
So he would make a point of basically coming on strong, yes, and putting the fear of God into my boyfriend, who never returned.
So, Steph, was the undies and goggles and chopping onions just a regular thing he did, or was that a deliberate act
that
when
was
the
a
boyfriend
regular,
would come?
A regular thing, but it was just the timing of it.
But also, I think that would scare me more. Like later, when I'm on the date with the girl, she'd be like, sorry about my dad and his gun license. I'm like, he was in his jocks wearing goggles for chopping onions. That's truly terrifying.
He's not well.
Not worried about the weapons.
And I look back and laugh now, but at the time I was like, what are you doing?
That's very funny. I like your dad, Steph.
Yeah, your dad sounds cool.
Thank you. Tiffany in Maribyrnong. Hey, Tiff.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Your dad's a firefighter.
Yes, a very intimidating one as well. Mm. So basically he's been a firefighter for 30 years. And when I was a kid, I had like guy friends just come over. He'd take them into the garage and show him his axes.
So he'd just take them in. Would he be in his suit, Tiff?
Like, no, he'd just be like, oh, guys, just you be careful, And just show them his axes.
Has Dad ever made a firefighter calendar?
No, he refuses to.
I like his tactic. It's subtle.
Yeah.
Just an axe.
Yeah.
But axes. I never had a boyfriend through high school, and I think I know why now.
Yeah, the axes will do it. Axes are scarier than guns.
Mate, if I rocked up to a girl's house and their dad had an axe, I'd be like, I think we're done.
Yeah, that'll do.
So I'll just try to date someone else.
That's how tough this firefighter is. He fights fires with blades. He doesn't even use water.
Ash in East Brighton. Hey, Ash.
Morning, all.
Oh, Ash, oh, you God. Sound like a
you
terrifying dad.
What a voice for
are
the
you,
airwaves.
Are you a terrifying dad?
I am a slightly intimidating one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What are you do? You've got daughters?
I do. I have two daughters, 15 and 17, and I'm a sergeant major for the Israeli Army. I'm a brown belt in seven different martial arts. My daughters both know it, as do all their friends.
Wow. You sound like the dude of come on down.
Brown belt in seven different arts.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades, master of none, hey? No black belt.
No black belt. Oh.
Spot on.
Where's your black belt?
More than happy to show you what I can do.
Sorry, Mr. Ash. I was kidding, Mr. Ash.
Ash, do your daughters date, or are they too scared to, or are their boys too scared to come around?
It's a combination. So when my youngest was in year five, she had a pseudo-boyfriend who came around, and they were going out to a party, and I drove them. And it was in South Bank, and this kid just wandered off running around, as kids do. And I sort of grabbed him, put my arm on his shoulder, and I said, whilst you're under my care, you stay in my eyesight.
Ash.
The next day, they were no longer really friends.
Oh, terrifying. Wow. And no boyfriend since.
Well, it's undercover boyfriends now, so they never come home. We don't know about them. It's all top secret.
Yeah, it's all Ash. Happened. Sergeant Major in the Israeli Army. How'd that go?
There's some stories. It was interesting.
Ash, I mean,
he's not allowed
to
tell him.
I could speak to you all morning. I just want to keep hearing your voice.
Your voice
to be
sounds
really
amazing.
There.
Have you done voice with that voice? Have you done any voiceovers or anything?
I have actually done a few. You actually, Fifi, you last time I called said I should do some voiceovers with you guys.
Yes, and why haven't we had Ash on, Leon? That's really
interesting. Because he's on AM Talks.
Because he's a brown belt.
I'm just scared to get him in.
101.9 The Fox.
Secret sound time. We are getting closer to someone winning $100,000. Could it be Lani in West Meadows? Hey, Lani.
Hi guys.
Lani, you've made it through. Obviously, I'm going to guess you've kept it locked on the Fox this whole journey. So
I've been playing along, yes.
Excellent. So you know the clues, you know all the previous guesses, who's gotten close. Okay, Lani, let's hear the sound again. Cool. For $100,000, Lani, what is the secret sound?
Okay, it's the press down and release of a lever door handle. You know, like when you're opening a door, you press down and release it.
Yes, I can hear that. Now, is it Renee just told me you might have that door with you?
I do.
Can we hear you do it?
Yes. Yes, no worries. Okay. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't go into a room the same way ever again.
No, of course you can't. It's similar. We should point out that the secret sound is possibly magnified, so it's definitely loud, and it could sound a bit different to that, but it could very well be that. So, Leon, who knows the answer, have you got any news for Lani?
Lani, can I hear that one more time?
Yeah.
Lani, that is not the secret sound.
Lani, bad luck. Good guess, though, and you can keep guessing. Now, while we've got Leon, is there another clue? Are you going to give another clue soon?
Wouldn't have thought so, but let me have a think.
Have a think. Maybe by the end of the show you could give another clue.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Well, we couldn't be more pumped about Friday's Live. Tickets are on sale now. And when we heard that this man was part of the lineup, we went, well, this is a sellout. This is going to go nuts. Shaggy is coming down under. Shaggy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again. Hey, let me tell you, it is a great lineup, and I am happy to be in such great company. And I think the fans are going to just be overwhelmed. I do think so.
I bet they are. I mean, we've got so many great acts, and obviously friends, you know, colleagues, people you've probably worked with before. Who are you pumped about coming down to join you?
Well, you know, funny enough, like I'm with TLC, I'm actually doing a bunch of gigs with them in America right now. I saw Akon in the airport around 3 nights ago in Miami. And I'm like, oh, you're going to be in Australia. He's like, oh, yeah, you too. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna, you know, and so we chatted about it. Ashanti and I have toured together before, and she's just amazing. And, you know, I think I've done a couple of shows with Macklemore from before that. So I think just people that I've worked with or have had some encounter with. So I think it would be one really big party.
Yeah, it's going to be a big party. And I remember I went to my first ever concert. I'm not a concert man, Shaggy, but I did at the ripe old age of about 18 or 19, I went and watched Rumba because you were performing at Rumba. I went with a couple of my footy mates just to watch you. So I haven't seen you since then, so I can't wait for R&B Fridays Live to see you singing up there, Mr. Lover Lover, because I use your words a lot. It wasn't me, a lot.
It's his motto.
That's my motto.
Yeah, Rumba was a long time ago, man. Boy.
Yeah, 22 years ago.
Yeah. Those festivals used to be amazing. I remember... I think Pink was, I don't know if that's the one that Pink was on.
Yeah, Pink was there. I wasn't worried about Pink. I was just about Shaggy.
It was a big lineup too. That was a pretty big lineup. Yeah, great, man. That's some good memories right there.
We're so pumped about you obviously coming to Friday's Lives, but what about your new album, Come Fly With Me? This got me excited before I even heard the music. Because obviously it's Frank Sinatra covers, and you've got Sting producing. What a collab. Shaggy, it's amazing. I've listened to all your tracks. You are so good at singing Frank Sinatra.
Oh, thank you very much. I didn't think I was until he was, you know, raving about it. And I was like, okay, he's probably just had a lot to drink. And then, but when we were at my he decided that he wanted to come and do it at the top of the year. And he came to my house in Miami, and we were in the studios and we started to put it together. And once I started to do the songs and I'm listening back to myself, I'm like, wow, you're right. This is good.
So good, Shaggy. Hey, how do you end up mates with Sting?
You know, I met Sting in 2004 when we were in Antwerp, and I ended up going on stage and singing Roxanne with him.
Wow.
And I never saw him again until years after when my manager, who was then my A&R, was also Sting's A&R, and he heard me with a song called Don't Make Me Wait and was like, okay, Shaggy, send that song to me. And he sent it to Sting, and Sting just walked in the studio singing and said, Shaggy, there's a hit. And we sat down and I started to do the record, and we ended up just having way more fun than work. And we just didn't want the fun to stop. And so we ended up moving from a record to from one song to an album to a tour to this day, you know, best mates. I speak to him every you know, couple of days.
That is so cool.
And yeah, the last time I was with him was a couple of weeks ago when we were in Tuscany and we did a gig together.
Beautiful. Now, Shaggy, you did mention Macklemore before. Did you hear what he said earlier in the week about your music? Have you heard?
No, I didn't.
Well, he said earlier this week that he was in Germany with his partner and he conceived his daughter listening to your music. Mr. Lover, Lover. How does that make you feel?
Does that mean I was there? I was.
You were there.
I was actually there.
You were serenading them while his daughter was made.
I said, I'm just going to say to Macklemore one thing, man. It wasn't me.
Well,
that was
done.
All him.
Yes. Shaggy, what
that
a way.
That was all him.
What a way to conclude our interview. We can't wait to see you November 4. R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. Headliner Shaggy, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you when you get here.
101.9 The Fox.
A viral video on the weekend, fascinating, real voyeuristic stuff, from Singapore's Changi Airport, busy airport terminal there. A wife has videoed, well, I think she's got a mate videoing this. So her husband went away on a business trip.
The old business trip.
She's got footage, the footage you watch in the viral video. He's walking out of the Changi Airport holding the hands of his mistress.
Whoa.
And the wife confronts them. Yeah. And wow. Like, I mean, that's...
What jobs he do?
Oh, I don't know all the specifics.
Because if he was a cop, like, he could be being undercover. He could make up an excuse.
You're spoiling it.
He looks young. They actually look like really... They're young. They're all young, these people. So he's just been caught red-handed.
Yeah,
like, there's
done.
Nothing you can do when
no
that
triple
happens.
D there.
And it reminds me... Remember that movie, Gwyneth Paltrow movie in Sliding Doors?
Yes. I never saw it.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So
great,
good.
Great film.
Brilliant movie. But Gwyneth comes home early from work, has to come home, and she catches her partner.
She missed the train.
She missed her train. Yeah. Mm. So, oh, it's such a
the
good
doors,
movie.
The door
so
shut.
The whole idea is the sliding doors.
Yeah.
In one life, she gets on the train, she gets home and catches her boyfriend in bed with another woman.
Yeah.
But in the other parallel universe, the door shut and she didn't get on.
Yeah.
How
oh,
good
wow.
is that?
So they showed literal sliding
yes.
doors.
Yes. Yeah. So the just life. Her life was better without him, by the way. But anyway, that idea of catching your partner red-handed, like there's no grey areas, there's no, you know.
Seen it with your own eyes.
Yeah, seen it with your own eyes. 13, 10, 60, we would love to hear any juicy, salacious stories.
Because then the D's come out.
Huh?
What's a D?
Nick knows what the D's are.
What?
Denial.
Oh, denial. Deny till you die.
The DDT.
Wasn't me.
DTYD.
This couple, well, not a couple, a man having an affair with a woman. He's got off a flight at Singapore's Changi Airport, walking through with his girlfriend holding her hand. His wife is at the other end as he walks through and catches him red-handed.
Are they from Singapore? What nationality?
Well, I wouldn't want to...
Because if they were Australian and he went over there... And she followed, you're like, oh, that's stiff.
No, I'd say they're maybe local to Singapore.
Oh, they're locals. Oh, that's silly by him.
And it's that, it's when you catch a partner, because you can suspect and you can go, I reckon there's something sus going on. But when you actually witness it with your own eyes, Sarah in Werribee. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. How are you going?
Sarah, have you caught somebody red-handed?
I have. It was my father.
Oh, dear. Oh. What?
Yeah. So back, I was in primary school at the time on a school excursion, and I was like to my friends, oh, that's my dad over there. That's his car. And then next minute, wait for it, my mum's best friend at the time gets out the car, and yep, they were together. And I went home and told my mum. He came home and completely denied it, but it wasn't the only time. He was caught many times.
So on that example, Sarah, did your mum believe you? Was that the end?
Unfortunately, she didn't. She believed him. I think she was just in denial, you know, being married for so long.
Says, how did that go as a kid, being like, being confronting your mum like that and telling her? And then how's that relationship?
I don't speak to my dad anymore and haven't spoke to him for many years. Mainly because obviously he ended up with her and left all of his children behind to go with the best friend to Queensland.
Wow.
But you know, it was so hard to tell my mum. Like, it was really, really hard, especially to then have him, you know, make me out to be the liar when he was a liar the whole time. So it was very hard. But you know, it was a
good
best
on you, Sarah.
For us, to be honest.
Sarah, to try and lighten it up a bit, as someone else that went to primary school in Werribee, was it Science Works or the Poo Farm, the excursion? Because those are the only two places we ever went. Where'd you get to go?
Neither.
Oh, lucky. Must have been an all right school.
Is that tough on Sarah?
That is. That's an awful one. Thank you for calling, Sarah. George in Croydon. Hey, George.
How are you going? Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Good, George.
Hey, Georgie.
George, did you catch your ex-wife red-handed?
Oh, yeah. So exciting.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, she sent me a text message when I was on my way to work at 6 in the morning. She actually went out for dinner with her friends and ended up having a big night, and then sent me a message on my way to work saying, thanks for last night. I had a really great time. And so I was at home asleep, so I realized it wasn't meant for me.
But could she have said that was meant for a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, there were some really cool details.
Oh, got it. Got it. Yes. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about the details, George.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened? Talk me through this. So she's obviously had a panic attack because she's realized who she sent it to.
Yeah. So, when I spoke to her about it that afternoon and just said, hey, can you just explain this? Oh, yeah, it wasn't me. It wasn't my phone. But
it was rookie.
And that was pretty much it.
And that was the end of the marriage?
That was it, yep.
Yeah, good on you. Well done, George. Wow.
I love Dev here hearing that and going, rookie, what are you doing in that situation?
What should you have done?
I don't know what the details were.
Okay, so it's clearly an intimate message saying thanks for what we did last night. Let's say we were in bed last night together.
Well, hey, George, yeah, I was just sending it to you just because you always act jealous and I was seeing how you'd react. Oh, and you play that jealous one, and I was right. Look at you, questioning me.
Oh gosh, that's
crazy.
101.9, The Fox.
Hey, let's talk about a band, Aussie rock band, Gang of Youths. They were performing in Melbourne over the weekend. Saw Leon, Renee, our team members were there having fun. Gang of Youths.
Oh, pins in the eyes, sort of stuff. That wouldn't it?
Well, it's funny you mention that because, Nick, a few years ago, Fev got, I was going to say us, but really it was just himself in trouble with them.
What happened?
The user gangs.
So he was on the NRL Grand Final. They were the pre-game entertainment. And Fev got on Twitter. I've got the tweets here in front of me. Do you mind if I relive them?
It was putrid.
So he wrote, NRL pre-game entertainment, thumbs down. And is that a smack face emoji?
Yeah, it was just.
It was like, no
forehead.
Good. Gang of Youths responded to his tweet.
Oh, yeah.
And they wrote, grand final appearance, Gang of Youths 1, Brendan Favola 0.
Pretty good. You got to give him that, Fev.
Well, little do they know that I actually won the grand final sprint on grand final day, so unlucky for them.
Well, you did actually write back to
and
them.
And won
well played.
More money than they probably got paid.
So, how's this? They haven't let it go. They were performing here in Melbourne over the weekend.
I reckon Fev has either.
Oh, no, I literally have not.
He wouldn't know a song.
I wouldn't know a song. I've never heard of them since until Leon posted yesterday. Did anyone have the footage of Brendan Favola being mentioned at Gang Youths on Instagram, on Twitter? And I still didn't give it another thought.
Yeah. I didn't even message a youth song.
No.
No.
No. We all hang out together and sing good songs.
So we've got the
I tell you what, he can't dance. I'll give him that.
I post some footage. He has got the best moves of any. He's modern day Michael Hutchins.
Bob. Yep.
No, what do you. You agree? Disagree?
You like those moves?
Oh, they're great.
Be on Dancing with the Stars, Leon? Like Fev?
No, probably not those dance. He wouldn't get. What did they say?
Well,
we've
no, got some audio. We don't really know.
Nah,
we couldn't
all right.
get the they're audio.
They're good fellas.
I think you hear the tail end of them. They're a group. Yeah.
How many is there?
Let's,
four?
Four or five, yeah.
Let's hear the tail end of them mentioning you in their concert.
And then Donnie replied, Gang of You's final appearance is one. Brendan Favola, zero. I'm sorry for a Carlton fan, but it was a proud moment for all of us. So let's just imagine you're at the football.
Oh, okay.
So they're using the same gear. It's just like their songs. Average.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Well, you can't use the same gear.
Well, it's also a few years old, isn't it? You do, yeah, he did what I did. He just read the tweets.
Yeah, but you can't. He's using old gear for more laughs. Like, didn't he get enough laughs the first time? Like, it was funny the first time. The second, like, that was 4 years ago.
I love that not only have you critiqued his music, you're now critiquing his comedy.
I just saw you come up with something different.
Yeah, that's a really
good
point.
He's read the same stuff but out. I think it'd be like you going to comedy 4 years ago and then going to the same and doing the same thing.
Mate, classic Cody. That's exactly what I did. A whole tour of the nation.
Yeah, but you did it. You did it the same year. Yeah. I'm talking 4 years later. You do the same thing again. Go out and do the same thing. Would you do it?
That is exactly what I did on that tour. I'm filming a best of at the corner in a few weeks.
When people get real sloppy,
lazy.
No, they tighten it up. No, they didn't even tighten it up. They just read their tweet.
You comedians and singers need to really lift your game. They do. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Use the gangs.
Gang abuse.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Secret sound time. We're getting closer, Melbourne. Somebody is a lot closer to winning $100,000. It could be all yours. Just keep it locked on the Fox. Do not miss the clues. They keep coming fast and strong. The guesses, keep up to speed with the guesses. You'll hear the ones that are getting closer.
Yeah, if you search Secret Sound on the Listener app right now, every incorrect guess fee, every clue and stuff, all on there. Go for it.
Yes, right now though, Lizette in Narre Warren. What a beautiful name, Lizette.
Well, thank you.
There's a character in Les Miserables called Lizette. Did you know that?
No.
No, there you go. Sorry. I mean, just, your parents might have named you after her. Now, Lizette, let's focus. You are faced with $100,000 right now. It could all be yours. Imagine what you could do with that money.
Oh, yes. Yep. Help my kids out. That's definitely that.
Oh, what a wonderful mum, Lizette. Well, let's have a listen to the secret sound. Okay, Lizette, for 100K, bang, in your bank account, what is the secret sound?
I think it's specifically opening a Bunnings umbrella when it locks into place.
You know what I love about this? Because I know all the clues. So Bunnings looks like it's a clue.
Yeah.
Rihanna's song, Umbrella. I love what you've done there, Lizette. Now, Leon, he is the only man who knows, but I think he's sitting next to the only woman who knows, Mad Mando, our boss. They're both sitting there. Have you both got something to say to Lizette?
I won't let Amanda speak on this microphone. Why is Mando here?
I know. It looks really important. Oh. Something's happened. What's going on?
Lizette?
Yes?
That's not the secret sound.
Oh, Lizette, I'm so sorry. It was great crack at it, though.
She was so close to 100 grand.
I know.
And I thought because Mando was next to Leon that it's going to be here we go, confetti.
Mando's thrown a little bit of a curveball.
But don't go anywhere because you get more chances to guess with Tim Lee coming up next. Are you going to give away a clue, Leon? You're just going to sit there and do nothing?
I'm not doing nothing. I'm keeping the mystery.
Really?
He was just telling me how good the user gangs are. He couldn't stop it.
Gang abuse,
They were massive Carlton supporters, so I reckon that's probably why they brought it up.
Yeah.
Still holding on.
Let him know. Do you know what's his name? Joe?
Dave.
Dave.
Donnie.
Let Dave know that if he wants me to sign his number 25 jumper he used to wear, I'm quite happy to.
I'm sure he'd love that. He's a big fan.
Yeah. Me too. The use.
Let's get out of here. Happy Monday, Melbourne. More chances them. To guess sold that $100,000 secret sound across the day.
They sold out two Rod Lavers. Well done,
well
boys.
Done, boys. Good on you.
Good on you.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb and Nick. A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not Fairhaven Homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Fifi, Feb and Nick and choose Fairhaven Homes for your next home build. Fifi, Feb.